Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
Yeah! Episode 100, baby!
Yeah!
You know, every time we talk about ending this podcast,
yeah,
we get bombarded with text messages from our listeners saying, please don't end it.
Huh.
Now, don't get me wrong. We get quite a few that say, please do end it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's par for the course.
Absolutely.
I never know which way to go. Should we stay? Should we go? You know?
Hey, isn't that a song?
By The Clash.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know. It's okay, though. The liquor will tell me what to do. Yep. It hasn't failed me yet. We'll see what happens, but it is episode number 100.
All right. Maybe we should ask the talking 8-ball.
Hey,
Magic
8-ball. Should we continue doing this podcast?
My answer is, I think not.
Oh. Good. Thank you.
Yay!
Oh.
It makes me very happy. Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to give props to my new most favorite person in the whole world. And that would be Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne?
Yes.
That came out of left field.
She called Prince Harry a fucking twat.
Nice.
It was very nice. She went on an explosive rant on him and ended the whole thing with telling him to suck it.
She's
kind of British, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter, though, if she is or not. Good on her.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
I love me some Kelly Osbourne. That's great.
I love to check that out.
Hey,
Hey, everybody.
Stars on Mars. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, let me tell you what it is.
Fuck?
It's basically Big Brother, but instead of being in a house.
They're on Mars?
These fuck bags pretend they're on Mars.
Oh, I was hoping Elon Musk had just gotten a bunch of people together and just shot them into space.
It's an actual TV show. And I am sick and tired of these TV shows with the word stars in them. Dancing with the Stars, shit like that. Mm. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What stars?
There are no stars.
These shows scrape the bottom of the barrel, man. Here's a few stars on Mars.
Okay.
Tom Schwartz.
Huh?
Have no idea.
Who?
Tallulah Willis, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter.
I like
how
her hot sauce.
Natasha Leggero? Okay, tell me, raise your hand, make a noise if you know who these people
vaguely
are.
Vaguely familiar?
Portia Williams.
Nope.
Christopher Mintz, McLovin, Superbad.
Oh.
Tinashe, just Tinashe.
Tinashe, no.
Have no idea. Ronda Rousey, Adam Rippon.
I know her.
Richard Sherman, and they dragged out Marshawn Lynch.
Wait, Ronda Rousey, WWE, or not WWE.
Yeah, whatever she is.
Yeah.
So when they have to put Marshawn Lynch on a show, that is bottom of the barrel stuff, let's face it.
Is he a sports person?
He's a football guy, retired. So it's hosted by William Shatner.
Oh, no. What?
Who had.
Are you cereal?
Listen to me.
He's like 108 years old.
He had to have been propped up at this point.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding you. I saw this. I'm like,
holy shit.
How is he standing? It was crazy.
He stands?
He's standing.
If I was him, I'd be sitting in a chair drinking a Mai Tai.
Stars on Mars.
Holy crap.
Proving once again that nobody can come up with anything original or good.
Well, the writer's strike's on, so they got to get all the
this was way before the writer's
TV
strike.
Shit. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful.
That's the current state of the world.
And of course,
speaking of that, the current state of the world, did you know that Crocs were featured? They were a featured part of the wardrobe in Idiocracy.
Wait, this isn't giving me any credit for loving my Crocs.
Mike Judge said
wow,
that they went with Crocs
because they were that far back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They went with Crocs because they were cheap back then.
Yeah. Not now.
So ugly, they thought no one would be wearing these.
Well, and I don't care.
Here we are.
Okay, you can just shut up. I love my Crocs. I'm going to be buried in my
Crocs.
They
are growing on me.
It really?
Just because of the boys.
Well, you said before, by the way, we got tons of texts berating you for berating me for wearing Crocs. But
I still prefer the post-apocalyptic vision of the future.
Yeah, well,
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Than what we're living in now.
Absolutely.
And we didn't even live through an apocalypse. It's like, what the hell?
Well, we kind of did, didn't we?
Sort of. Maybe the Mayans were right.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because it still could happen.
It could.
I just raptured.
Skip a time.
Rapture. That's all I got to say. Hey, on the last podcast, we talked about kids not giving a shit about cars or even driving cars.
Yes, right? That's true.
Not like when you and I were younger.
Yeah.
That's all we cared about, right?
It meant freedom.
Check this out. Last weekend, we took my niece out to practice driving. She's 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she did a really good job.
She's practicing at 17. I practiced when I was 10.
But check this out. We're out there doing it.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't have that interest, that drive, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like back when we were that age, and that's all we cared about was getting our driver's licenses, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like we said on the last podcast, it seems like these younger kids don't consider that a top priority.
Nope.
And you know, it's because they're tied to their fucking phones and their devices, and they don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's not the same thing.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Glued to your phone or computer?
Get on your phone and ride off into the sunset.
Right.
Yet.
People just aren't into heading out into the real world.
No.
You know?
They give a shit less about the real world.
It's true. They have no idea what they're missing out on, though. Absolutely no idea. Yeah. They're just not engaged. They live in a bubble, right?
Yeah.
This is bubble they're
in. But they get upset about everything, though.
Yeah. It's crazy. And when you tell them and they're in the bubble,
they get upset.
They don't care.
Oh, they don't care.
Now, here was something that struck me as the strangest thing possibly ever, okay? We were here at home, okay? And I asked my niece if she knew how to get back to her house, and she had no idea.
What?
I know. Zero clue as to how to get back to her own house.
Now, I'm pretty bad with directions and stuff, but I can get back to her house. I could probably find her house.
Probably.
Jeez.
So a few weeks ago, we took her out to lunch. Okay. Yeah. We went into Fairfax to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time we left her house to the time we got to the restaurant in Fairfax.
Yeah.
It wasn't but maybe 35 minutes. Okay. When we got there, you know what she said? Are we still in Virginia? No idea. And this girl is smart.
Yes. She's very
intelligent. Really smart. She has a brain for sure.
Oh, man.
She's got a great sense of humor and a great way about her, but she just doesn't have any of the same desires we had when we were younger.
I guess.
It's weird. I'm not ragging on her. I'm simply pointing out how virtually all kids her age act. And I love hanging out with her. I really do.
Yeah, she sounds like she's intelligent.
She is. She's fun. She's funny.
She's not the normal whatever Gen Z.
No, but it is interesting to hear what she's into at her age.
Yeah.
One thing is for sure, it ain't the same stuff we were interested in. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
I imagine. Yeah, it might be better. I don't know.
Okay, what else is in the hopper? Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yes.
So a few weeks ago, check this out. He was in the middle of filming in Atlanta for his Netflix movie.
Yeah.
It's called Back in Action. Something happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So recently, in an appearance on that Dr. Drew Pinsky's online show, Ask Dr. Drew, this Hollywood journalist, his name is A.J. Benza. He made claims on Jamie Foxx's health, attributing his medical emergency to an adverse effect of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
And
Jamie Foxx, but the doctor.
Yeah, exactly. And this dude, this A.J. Benza, right? He claimed Jamie Foxx had a blood clot in his brain after he got the shot.
Ooh.
He did not want the shot. But the movie he was on, he was pressured to get it, is what this guy Benza said.
Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
What? This year is when they finally, relaxed the restrictions.
Ah, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah.
This guy went on to say that the blood clot in the brain caused him at that point to be partially paralyzed and blind.
Holy shit.
Yeah. However, Fox's representatives, they deny all the COVID-19 vaccine allegations. There's a shocker.
Mm.
And Jamie Foxx's family has been pretty much silent about his health condition the whole time. Since the news of his health issue, his family, they've been requesting privacy. Some say he had a stroke.
Yeah, that could be.
Now,
but
according,
he's a young guy.
Yeah, according to TMZ, which I hate.
Oh, boy.
But they're kind of in everything. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, he was transferred to a rehabilitation center in Chicago that specializes in stroke recovery. So, I don't know.
There's a clue.
Now, here's what was weird to me. There's sketchy reports of his family posting he's out of the hospital and reports of him posting on Instagram to his fans. But then there's the post asking for prayers.
Oh.
So it's all over the place. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I care. At least at this taping, it's confusing. You can decide, right? I don't know.
It's not as confusing as the submarine thing. Like, what the hell were they thinking?
Okay, I don't know if I want the Titanic thing.
Yeah.
The little sub that went down to check out the Titanic, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment, so. Yeah.
No comment?
No.
I'm just like, ugh, it didn't sound.
That vessel,
sound.
That vessel they
it
went
sound
down in.
Sound.
The vessel they went in was rinky-dink at best.
Yeah.
And the clause, they say that they have to sign the waiver.
Uh-huh.
Death is mentioned in the first three paragraphs like 10 times. So,
shit.
I don't remember.
No. Oh, God.
And the guy who took his son.
Yeah.
By the way, the son's
horrible.
Reported that he didn't want to go.
Ooh.
That he was really afraid, but the dad's like, no, it's Father's Day. It's my day. You're going to do it. I want to do it. Blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Man.
So, but we'll leave it at that.
That's it.
Yeah.
No other comment.
So I wasn't going to comment, but I did
and then
comment.
You did.
All right.
But
let's just move on. Let's do a quick recap of what we talked about in the last podcast. Get everyone up to speed because we're going to read a few text messages from listeners. And most of the messages refer to the last episode. So on the last episode, we brought up Megan Fox's young boys wearing little girls' clothes.
We sure did.
As well as her referring to herself as a witch.
Yeah.
Only in Hollywood. We also talked about the glam rock hair band Warrant Man and groupies that, for whatever reason, like said hair bands. That's weird. Go to RadioActiveRant.com if you want to get in touch with us. Go to the contact page. That's where you can find out how to message us. And we're going to read messages right now from people that did that very thing. Clayton, Oakhurst, California. Clayton says, fuck you for slamming Megan Fox and how she allows her sons to express themselves. Ooh. She's a brave and talented person, and you don't have a clue, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Why do these stupid fucks always say, it's brave.
Brave.
It's brave. How is she brave?
Yeah, we need to shut up and don't. Let's not ask questions or comment on things that we disagree with you about.
Right, exactly.
So we'll move on. Idiot.
Ugh.
Russ, Canton, Ohio. You guys rock for calling out that asshole Megan Fox. About time someone said what most people are thinking. Love your podcast. There you go.
Thank you,
Russ. Sean, I don't know why I said that as a question.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sean says, good to hear someone on a podcast say that little children shouldn't be encouraged to change their sex. They're way too young for that shit, is what he says.
Yeah, somebody's got to say it,
exactly.
Which is weird to say.
I know. Andrew. Blah. Oh, I'm not doing
hey,
that
lady.
Again. Oh, my
All
God.
Right. No more of that.
People did not like that.
I bet.
Last podcast. Woohoo. Anyway, Andrew will. I cannot say a fucking thing. Andrew.
Yeah.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, I
Not
thought you were going to say something completely different.
Something hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew says young kids need guidance when it comes to sexuality at a young age. They need to be groomed, and the comments made on your podcast were unintelligent and offensive.
They need to be groomed?
That's what he says.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Andrew? You just keep on being the valiant person you clearly think you are.
And the groomer, apparently.
Good job.
Holy shit.
Zoe, Tacoma, Washington. Zoe says, I had to laugh at the stuff you guys said about the glam bands from back in the 80s and 90s, and I hate to admit it, but when I was 19 growing up in the Bay Area, I was an actual groupie of the rock band Babylon AD.
Huh.
But wow. I was a dumb kid, so cut me some slack, please. No!
Jeez, I haven't heard of that band in decades.
You get no slack.
Wow.
Babylon AD? Yikes. I mean, I want to know how much penicillin you had to burn through. Burn being the key word here. I mean, just really?
Daily injections.
Really? All right, there's the messages.
Those were your messages. Those
Yikes.
Were your messages. We hope to hear from you next time.
Babylon AD. Oh, man. I can't even remember one song from
it. I just remember the name.
Yeah, Hairband.
Yeah.
That's all they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's do the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards Classic Television Questions Game.
On the 100th episode.
Yeah, 100th episode.
Holy.
So I found these cards out in the garage, minus the actual game, just the TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. There.
Wow.
Now, here's the first one. On Knight Rider, which organization did Michael Knight work for? Who did he work for? You know?
The Knight Foundation. The Knight
Flag.
Flag?
He worked for the Foundation for Law and Government. Here's your second one. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. That's just what was on the card.
Whatever. The card's always right.
Okay. Number two, what is Wonder Woman's mode of transportation on Wonder Woman? That's easy.
Yeah. The invisible jet. Oh, that couldn't wait to watch that show. I didn't know why exactly until I got a little older.
I did.
Okay.
Here's your third one. On Happy Days. Well, Fonzie. Whoops. On Happy Days, what was the name of the high school that Richie, Potsy, and Ralph attended?
Oh, crap. I should know this.
You should know this. Yeah, you should know this. It was Jefferson High School.
Jefferson High. Yeah. Wait, didn't you go to Jefferson High?
No. It was in a screenplay I wrote.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Number four.
You might as well have gone there.
What kind of car did the monkeys drive on the monkeys?
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
That's a good trivia question.
Was it a Volkswagen bus?
No, it was a 1966 Pontiac GTO.
How'd all of them fit in there?
I don't know, but there you go. The Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit. The game.
Yeah, on the show. Whoa.
Hey, listen to me. Uh-huh. And listen good.
Okay.
So on the last episode, I commented on recently watching old episodes of a TV series from the late 50s, early 60s called Wagon Train.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm continuing watching, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm an idiot. And what I've noticed, though, is the content on some of the episodes is alarmingly controversial. I mean, for 50s and 60s TV stuff, right? Yeah. So on one of the episodes, they deal with the issue of rape. Yeah, whoa. 50s and 60s.
Holy shit.
Now, they don't come right out and say it, but it's heavily implied. Now, of course, the series, it deals with the adventures of a wagon train traveling from Missouri to California in the Wild West. And in some of the episodes, they focus on things that happen in the towns in between, okay?
Right.
And in this particular episode, it was one of the ones in a town where a couple was living, a man and a woman in their 40s, I guess, okay? And the husband, who had a deep-seated hatred for Indians, wagon train. Anyway, he went away for the evening to harass a Sioux tribe with fellow bigots.
What the hell?
Leaving his wife alone. Okay?
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Now, this is the opening scene, okay? And after he's gone, you see a lone Indian. He's sneaking up to this house, going to the front door. Yeah. The woman hears something out front, opens the door, and is surprised. End of scene.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now. Couple scenes later, clearly there's time passage.
Uh-huh.
And the woman is obviously pregnant, okay? It's quickly apparent her husband is distraught about her being pregnant.
Yeah.
And clearly it's not his child, and clearly she was sexually attacked, okay? This is on a show from the 50s, okay? First season, by the way.
Wow.
So she says to him, The baby might be yours. And he responds, how could that be? We've been trying for years to have a baby. Now, the hubby, he wants her to give up the baby to a local tribe.
Uh-huh.
He says, and I'm quoting, we can't raise a half-breed. What will people think and what will they say? Okay. So a great guy, yeah. Obviously.
Right.
And I'm not going to go into any more details, but you get where I'm going, right? I was just floored that this highly sensitive subject matter was put out there way back then and on network TV. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, were the kiddos up and awake to watch this thing?
I don't know. And like all these episodes, they're titled like the James Smith story or the Bob Johnson story.
Yeah.
And it would be about them and the wagon train and goings on of the wagon train, right?
Right.
But quite a few of these episodes, they had women's names, like the one I just talked about. Yes. It was her story, okay?
Yikes.
I'm going to expand just a little bit here. I have to. And another one of them that was about a woman.
Yeah.
It started with an army officer riding up to the wagon train in a horse and buggy, accompanied by a young lady, okay? And he asked the wagon master if she can join his wagon train because she was left at the military base at the fort after being taken off another wagon train because she was ill. She got sick while traveling. And she was at this military fort for a few weeks being nursed back to health by whom, I don't know. And now that she's better, she needs to leave the fort. And he says it's because the fort is filled with a ragtag group of soldiers. And all they've seen in the past months have been a couple of squaws.
Oh, no.
And that the fort is no place for a beautiful young girl. I'm directly quoting lines from the show. So clearly, the military fort is a dangerous place for a woman. And these soldiers are degenerate fuck faces.
Whoa.
And the wagon master, he's a little weary of her joining his wagon train, hinting that some of the wagon train folk might be just a tad horned up at full mast, possibly.
Yeah.
Their bacon could be awakened. Maybe they want to lube the tube. You know, being as it's such a long trip across the wilderness and whatnot. That was nuts to me.
Yeah.
So the episode is titled The Sally Potter Story. Here's the synopsis. I love the synopsis. A pretty young woman stirs the passions of a passenger and his nephew on the wagon train.
Wait. Jesus.
But again, some of the subject matter, shocking for a show from the 50s.
That is nuts.
And some of the women-based stories, and there's a lot of them. But they're about these ladies being whores. I'm sorry, but that's the plot. It's crazy. I tell you the truth, I'm stopping watching it. It's too much for my tender mind. It really is.
I tell you what you need to watch.
Oh, God.
I watched a movie. It was a blaxploitation movie, but it was made recently in 2009.
Okay.
On Netflix, it's called Black Dynamite.
I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
I love that movie.
It's good. I like it.
I never knew it was out or never heard of it.
It's been out a little while.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's good.
The main actor, Michael J. White.
Mm. I don't know the actor's
name. He's an actual, like, fighter. So he knew what to do, and you could tell.
It's a great movie.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah it is.
And, like, over the top bad. Like, they spent money...
To make it
look bad.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, it was good. But out there in podcast land.
Check it out.
Check that out. And maybe Wagon Train, but I don't know.
No, Wagon Train, I'm done with it, man. Too much.
Sounds gritty.
I had to go into details because I was just sitting there with my mouth open. I was shocked.
Yeah.
At some of the stuff that they were dealing with.
1950s.
Really crazy. It was a
strange time.
All right. It's now time for the Radioactive Rant Celebrity Rant. It's where listeners pick famous people that irritate them.
Yeah, the listeners pick.
The listeners.
Because we're too fucking lazy to do it anymore.
Exactly. So go to radioactiverant.com.
Yeah.
Then go to the contact page to message us
with
celebrities you don't care for. Tell us why, and maybe we'll choose yours.
Maybe.
Mason. Arling.
I've never heard of it.
Mason. Arling. Take all this out. Mason. Mason, Arlington Heights, Illinois. he doesn't like Neil Young.
Ah.
And he says he doesn't like Neil Young because he's always lecturing Americans how bad they are, but he's a stupid Canadian. I'm reading it verbatim.
Oh, wow. He is?
Yeah.
I think, did not know that.
Yeah, I think he was granted American citizenship a few years ago.
A few years ago.
Yeah, so now he can really tell us what we're doing wrong, him. Right? Should leave Neil Young alone. Isn't he 102?
Yeah.
He is a celebrity that does like to point the finger, though. You got to admit, right? They all do.
Didn't you have a conversation with him once?
Back when I was a program director at a radio station in Monterey, California. He lived in Santa Cruz.
Of course.
But he would call me on occasion at the station to chat about how horrible I was because I wouldn't play his music. It was an alternative rock station, so no.
Not classic rock.
Anyway, he was quite pleasant. But I think it was on our other podcast, the movie one.
Yes.
I had mentioned that I found out that he was married to Daryl Hannah.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The actress. And that it bothered me for some reason that they were married. I don't know why.
He's an old coos?
Yeah, I think it still does bother me. Yeah. So yeah, he's a fucking dick fluffer.
Whoa.
I'm with you. What's that guy's name? Mason. Yeah, yeah, you tell him, Mason. Yeah. He's a little shit bitch.
We're back to Canada.
Yeah. Dickhole.
Probably does.
When I talked to him, he was fine. But, you know, he was very, all the time. Well, not all. Occasionally, he would call.
Record.
Why'd you play my record? Because it doesn't fit the format, dickhole.
And we don't play records anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh. Listener rant is now
on the thing.
It's where our listeners send in things that irritate them. Go to radioactiverant.com, click on Listener Rant to see what people hate. And on the contact page, you can message us with what bugs you, and maybe we'll read it on the podcast. Here's a few things our listeners don't like.
All right.
Matt, Saranac Lake, New York.
Huh?
Did I say that right?
Sure.
I don't care. He doesn't like people on Facebook saying inbox me or inbox it or any use of inbox as a verb. Is that a thing?
I don't get that anymore.
Yeah, I don't use stupid Facebook. Yeah. I don't need instant validation for every fucking thing I do or eat or cook.
Yeah.
So there's that. Trevor, Cedar City, Utah. He doesn't like hotel room sheets and blankets.
He doesn't like
them? Let me say that again. Trevor, sit.
Ow!
Okay, hey!
Microphone with my tooth.
That's a good one.
No.
Trevor, Cedar City, Utah. He doesn't like hotel room sheets and blankets. Yeah, all the blood and semen.
Ooh.
It's gross.
Gross.
Not fun.
Ew.
Diego, Albuquerque, New Mexico. He doesn't like when there are no ripe avocados at the grocery store. I guess that could make you go nuclear. I don't know. Heidi, Carrollton, Alabama. She doesn't like vacuuming in hard-to-get places. That's easy. Don't vacuum.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Idiot. Milo, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Ugh. Spent a month there one night.
Hi-oh.
That thing's beeping like a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's Milo doesn't like people camped out at a store entrance asking for donations for various charities. Yeah, it's awkward.
That is awkward.
You know, they always got their hand out.
Yes.
And I have no idea what the charity even is.
No.
You know, stuff like the Tall Naked Transgender Clowns International Foundation.
What the fuck?
I think I'll pass on that one. Okay, there you go. Listener rant.
That's the stuff that people don't like.
Oh, okay. That was fun.
Was it?
No. Okay, so I think we're good.
It was 100th.
Our 100th episode. Nothing really extraordinary, but fuck that.
Wow.
Okay, we're done.
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Bye.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at radioactiverant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.